Okay, so today we're going to dive into something that might seem kind of, dry at first glance, but trust me, it's juicier than you think. We're talking document formats.
They're not just any formats. We're going deep on RTF-rich text format and why it was designed to be, well, the opposite of getting stuck using just one kind of software.
Right, like why should hitting save on a file be some kind of power play?
Exactly. And we've got some really interesting articles here. Even a look at this company, Sweet Office, that's like waving the RTF flag high.
It's wild, right? This idea that something as simple as how you save a document could have huge GE implications, like, are you in control of your own stuff? Can you even open it a few years down the line?
It's like we all just want to share words, but suddenly it's a tech showdown, right?
Right?
Big tech vying for our attention, our data, maybe even a piece of our wallets.
Totally. And that's where this whole RTF thing gets interesting because it's like the underdog story, right?
Totally. David and Goliath, but instead of a slingshot, it's a file format.
Okay, so for anyone who hasn't bumped into RTF before, what are we even talking about here?
So RTF, it's like the universal translator for digital documents.
And get this, it was actually created by Microsoft back in the 80s.
Yeah, the idea was you could create a document, any word processing software, didn't matter the computer, you could open it. Sharing made easy, right?
Sounds idyllic. So what happened?
Well, then came .doc, and of course, later .doc's Microsoft's own formats, and suddenly that whole sharing thing, not so simple anymore.
Yeah, it's like they built this beautiful park, but then put a fence around it and started charging admission.
It's a classic vendor locking situation. They control the format, they control the software, and you're kind of stuck playing by their rules.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest things our sources keep hammering on, this idea of control and security. Because if your document can only be opened by one company software, what if that company decides to change things up?
What happens if they jack up the price or your version becomes outdated and they won't let you access your own files? It happens. It's scary.
It's like you don't really own your stuff, you're just not borrowing it.
And that's where RTF comes in, right? It's like this reliable friend that never changes, always there for you no matter what new software comes along.
Because it's open. Anyone can use it, adapt it, build on it without needing permission or paying a fee.
Like owning a book versus renting one. With RTF, you've got the freedom to do what you want with your information, no strings attached.
Right. You're not beholden to some company's whims.
Yeah.
And speaking of not being beholden, that brings us to this company, Sweet Office. They've gone all in on RTF. It's like their mission to champion open standards, even if it means going toe-to-toe with the giants.
What I find so interesting about them is they're not just talking about it, they're doing it. They've built this whole suite of Office software, word processors, spreadsheets, the works, and it all revolves around open formats, especially RTF.
It's like they looked at the state of things and said, nope, we're not playing that game. They're putting their money where their mouth is, which I kind of love.
And they're not shy about calling out the downsides of these proprietary formats either, especially when it comes to security.
Right. Which makes sense. If you can see the code, you know what you're getting, right?
Exactly. With open formats like RTF, there's no mystery meat. It's all out in the open. No hidden surprises lurking in the code.
Kind of like the difference between knowing exactly what's in your food versus eating something processed, right?
Perfect analogy. And that transparency, it's not just about the document itself, it extends to the software too. Sweet's adamant about not using any proprietary code in their products.
So they're not reliant on some other company they could pull the rug out from under them. Or worse, compromise security.
It's really refreshing to see. It's bigger than just documents, really. It's about building a system of trust and transparency. Users in control of their own stuff. And it's really cool to see a company so, like, gung-ho about this whole open thing, you know? Especially when you think about how much pressure there must be to just, like, go with the big tech flow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, come on. Microsoft Word is practically everywhere. You just assume everyone's using it.
And that's part of the problem, right? That assumption. It makes it so easy to just slip into that vendor lock-in without even realizing it.
Because it's convenient. We're creatures of habit. And our sources do make an interesting point about how that benefits Microsoft. It's like they win even if you don't think about it.
Right. Think about how many times you've gotten a document, just assumed it was a Word file, didn't even think twice.
It's become the default. Even if there might be better options out there.
And that's what makes what Sweet is doing so interesting. They're like, hold on, let's actually give people a choice.
Instead of just accepting the way things are, kind of reminds me of like a band choosing to stay independent instead of signing with a big label, you know? They want to do things their own way.
Love that analogy. And just like with music, there's something to be said for that, right? That commitment to your own vision. even if it's not the easy path.
Totally. And in Sui's case, it translates into this laser focus on, like, keeping things simple and accessible. Their software, it's designed to be lean and fast.
No bloat, none of those features you never use, but they're still there, hogging up resources. Our sources actually mention that Sui can run on even older computers, which is pretty impressive.
Because not everyone has the latest and greatest, right?
Yeah.
It's about making sure everyone can benefit, not just those who can afford to constantly upgrade.
And that feeds into their whole security angle, too. Because by keeping things simple, by using open formats like RTF, you're reducing the risk of, like, hidden vulnerabilities and backdoors.
Right, because everything's out in the open.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to sneak something shady in, everyone would know.
It's like choosing a well-lit street over a dark alley. You can see what's coming.
I like that. So in a way, Sui's not just offering software. They're advocating for a whole different way of thinking about technology, right?
Totally. One that's more about putting the power back in the hands of the users. Transparency, control, the freedom to actually own your stuff. It's pretty radical when you think about it.
It is. But let's be real. It's going to take more than one company, even one as dedicated as Sui, to really shift the whole industry, right?
Yeah, it's a long game for sure. But you know what they say? Every revolution starts with a small group of people who dare to.
To rock the boat.
Exactly. And those people, they inspire others who inspire others and so on. It's like a ripple effect.
Think about the early days of the internet. It was just this niche thing. Nobody really knew what to do with it. And now?
Now it's everything. So yeah, maybe RTF seems like this small technical thing, but it could be a sign of things to come, right? The beginning of a much bigger shift.
Toward a more open, user-centric digital world. I like to think so.
Yeah.
But it takes all of us, right? Making informed choices about the tech we use, supporting companies that align with our values.
Absolutely. And it starts with those everyday decisions, like what format are you going to save that document in?
Because those seemingly small choices can actually add up to something much bigger.
And that's a pretty powerful feeling, don't you think?
It is. It's like, we're not just passive consumers. We actually have a say in how this digital world gets built.
And that brings us to something else pretty exciting about Sui, because they're not just offering one alternative. They've got this whole range of software, like a whole ecosystem designed to help you break free from that proprietary grip. They really do. It's like they took everything annoying about traditional office software and flipped it. Take their word processor. It can handle anything you throw at it. Simple stuff, complex layouts, the whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah. And they've got some features I haven't even seen in the big name programs, which is kind of crazy to think about. But more than that, it's like they actually thought about how people use this stuff. It's intuitive, you know?
Totally. And customizable. You can really make it your own. And if you do get stuck, their website, tons of tutorials, support, all completely free.
Like, they actually want you to succeed, which, let's be honest, not always the vibe you get from big tech.
It's true. They're more like, here's the bare minimum, and it'll cost you. Whereas Sui's like, hey, we get it. Switching things up can be a pain, so we made it easy.
And affordable. Don't forget affordable.
Oh, right. I mean, most of their software is completely free. Free, you can donate if you want to support them, which, honestly, how can you not?
Seriously, they're like the PBS of software. Brought to you by viewers like you. Except, you know, no pledge drives.
And the crazy thing is, their software, it's just as good, often even better, than the stuff you're paying an arm and a leg for.
It really makes you wonder, like, what are we even doing with the other stuff?
Right. Why are we putting up with the bloat, the expense, the limitations, when there's a perfectly good, often better alternative right there?
And speaking of alternatives, remember how we were talking about .doc files and how that whole thing got kind of .proprietary?
Oh, yeah, like Microsoft trying to lock it down.
Exactly. Well, guess what? Sweet. They actually support an older, open version of .doc, like from before Microsoft tried to wall it off.
It's kind of like thumbing their nose at the whole system in a good way.
It's kind of poetic when you think about it. Like, yeah. We'll take your creation and use it to promote openness. How about that?
It's fighting the man, but with, like, formatting options.
Exactly. And they're not stopping there. They've got plans to use HTML5 even more in the future.
Which, if you know anything about how the web works, it's kind of brilliant.
Because it's like the universal language of the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Everything speaks HTML5.
And it just keeps evolving, getting better, more flexible. Imagine you start a document on your phone, tweak it on your laptop, your grandma can open it on her. Like, ancient computer, no problem.
Universal compatibility. That's the dream, isn't it? No more of this, oh, sorry, wrong version nonsense.
It's the future Sui's building towards. And they're doing it all while staying true to this, like, core ethos of openness, of putting users first, which begs the question, why isn't everyone shouting about this from the rooftops?
Right. Like, why is this the first time a lot of people are hearing about this?
I mean, part of it, I think, it's just inertia. People are used to doing things a certain way, even if it's not the best way. Change is hard.
And scary. The unknown is always a little bit intimidating.
Totally. And let's not forget, the big tech companies, they're not exactly making it easy to switch, right?
They spend billions, with a B, on marketing. They want us to believe they're the only game in town.
It's like they've built this whole system designed to keep us hooked, even if it's not in our best interest. But that's why I think what we're talking about today is so important.
It's about awareness, right? Letting people know there are other options.
Exactly. Because once you know, you can start making different choices. Mm-hmm. So for anyone listening who's like, okay, I am in, where do I sign up? Geek, what's the best way to jump into the sweet world?
Easy. Head over to their website. They've got tons of info, downloads. It's all super straightforward. And who knows? Maybe you'll be so blown away, you'll never go back to the old way.
And maybe you'll tell a friend, and they'll tell a friend. And just like that, we start tipping the scales.
Toward a more open, equitable digital world. That's a future worth fighting for.
100%.
And on that note, I guess we'll leave everyone with this. Next time you're staring at a screen, about to hit save, take a second. Think about the choices you're making.
Because even something as small as a file format can be a vote for the kind of digital world you want to live in.
We'll catch you in the next deep dive.